Graham Harrell, tough decision to release Graham, even more so on a personal level. You know, Graham's been with us for 3 years. I'm very fond of him, and I thought he was developing. He was getting better, but at the end of the day, we talk about creating opportunities and performance, and we feel at this particular time we're going to go another direction with the two remaining quarterbacks. Vince Young is making progress. I think that's the obvious. He's more and more comfortable each week with our terminology, with our offense. Made plays with his feet is something that was obviously a huge asset of Vince's as you saw him play in the past. So I thought he looked comfortable, moved the football team, obviously in his first series down the field for the touchdown, and really the second series was had the two bad snaps, particularly the one on the second down. It was probably the biggest reason that drive did not continue. So he's getting better.
What went into the decision to add a third kicker with Ramirez?
Well, it's something that we look at all the time. I mean, our personnel department's looking at every position on our football team. Kicking is no different. Ramirez is someone that we've worked out in the past, and we were impressed with him. He kicked again. He kicked this morning in a workout, and when Ted came up from the workout, he felt it was second time around we needed to take a closer look. And I thought he did a heck of a job. I thought all three kickers did a heck of a job in today's practice.
Could you take all three into a game?
Yeah, that's something that we're gonna have to talk about. There's still some decisions you have to make. Obviously, we will not make them every decision till Tuesday.
Mike, how do you feel right now at that position? I mean, it is an important position.
The kicking position? Yeah. Well, how do I feel about the kicking position? We had three kickers today on the practice field today. I think it illustrates exactly how we feel about the kicking position. There's a job available, and someone needs to jump through the door and take it, and that hasn't happened yet.
Give me injury updates on the guy, Morgan Brad, Brad Jones, Casey Hayward, all hamstrings.
All three guys have hamstrings. Casey and Morgan will not be available this week against Kansas City, and we'll see what Brad moved around today. So we'll see how the week progresses for him.
How do you feel about those guys behind Morgan on the depth chart?
I'll tell you what, Chris Banjo, he's been making plays since he arrived. I mean, to arrive when he did, special teams, his defensive snaps, very, very, very pleased what he has shown so far. So this will be a big game for all the young guys, and definitely for Chris.
Mike, what's your comfort level with Micah Hyde in that slot position?
Micah had a lot of production, had a lot of opportunities, probably wasn't his cleanest game. From an assignment standpoint, but it's what you're looking for. You talk about the ability to be efficient as a football player, to be in tune with what you're asked to do within the scheme. I think clearly our defense has done that at a pretty high level all 3 weeks. But the second part of it is to make plays, and Mike has probably made as many or more plays than a large majority of our football team. So I think he's having a heck of a camp, and I'd like to see him grow some more this week against Kansas City.
What are your hopes and plans for Jordy and Randall this week?
Jordy and Aaron got an opportunity to work get some time individually. So Jordy's been ahead of schedule since the first week. He looks good. So I'm hopeful if the week goes smooth, Jordy will be able to play this week.
And about Randall?
So I'd say the same thing.
Do you think DeJuan Harris is going to be a while?
Excuse me? DeJuan Harris, we don't have all the information yet back on DeJuan, so we're still gathering information. So DeJuan Harris is up in the air as far as the extent of his injury.
How about Jarvis Reed?
Excuse me?
Jarvis Reed?
Ankle, he will not be available this week.
Mike, you've had a chance to watch the film. Have you made a right tackle decision?
I'll say this. I feel very good about both Marshall and Don. I thought Don was very efficient in his time, and I'd say the same thing about Marshall. But the, you know, they both had plays where they if their performance would have been better, it could have been a potential big play for us on offense. So you know that's where that's at, and you know we'll see how this week shakes out. But I feel like we're in very good shape there.
Mike, in any way, bringing a third kicker and trying to rally these other two guys, does it?
I'm sorry, Tom. With it.
With the kicking situation,
okay.
Bringing a third guy in, he comes in and hits 10 of 11. Does it confuse the situation a little bit and how you decide?
I don't think it confuses the situation. I think it heightens it. I think you know, competition's good. I think Mason probably had one of his best days. I mean, it's you know, one thing about kicking, you know, it's a lot like grading plays or a performance of an individual in every snap. You know, you have plays that are either win or you lose. But you also got to take it a step further. You know, you got to look at it, was it a plus or a minus? Because, I mean, you could have a winning play, but it wasn't exactly what you were intending to do. So, and that's where a lot of these decisions come down to. And that's obviously the judgment of the coaching staff and the people in a position of evaluation. So I thought Mason had one of his better days. Giorgio kicked the ball very well. I really like the competition aspect of that today. And if it was healthy for him, I'd do it again tomorrow. But that wouldn't be very smart. But we're trying to get to a position where we can make a decision.
When you see Harris injured the same knee and Hayward injured the same hamstring, does that make you second guess wanting to put Jordy out there potentially after the final preseason game?
I mean, I don't look at Jordy Nelson's injury has anything to do with anybody else's injury. I mean, there's a process that you go through when a player's injured. You know, then he goes into rehab, and that's extensive, and then he's released to individual drills, and there's a progression of practice that they all go through. So, we've done that for everybody, and we've always taken the high side of caution, as I hear that I say too often. But I think our medical staff does a good job, and frankly, with the communication from the player and everybody involved before we put a guy out there for live action.
How about mass day kicking off? Can you talk about what you might have liked to have seen him do that?
Well, Tim has probably had the highest performance level in kicking off. If you go through all the practices and things like that, it's a real strength of his, and it's something you feel good about as a coach to have in your back pocket. So it was no surprise to me the way he started the game.
Mike, timing-wise, are you thinking the 10 guys that you have to make a move on? I mean, I know that you've got injured guys, but are you thinking you'll take them all the way through practice on Tuesday?
Yeah, but, you know, personally, when you get into this situation in a cut down to 75, you don't really like to practice a player that may not be here for the game. And that's something that, you know, Ted and I talk about every year. This year's different. I mean, we really don't know. We have a couple decisions that we don't know who 13, 14, and 15 are. So, you know, that's kind of where we are.
Mike, on Thursday, you would want to expand greatly Vince Young's playbook, or do you want to still continue to see him just play quarterback and kind of keep?
Well, I mean, I think, like everything in this preseason, even more so, these last 2 years than prior years, you're trying to find the balance between everything, not only making it about just the quarterback position, which is obviously the most important position, but also making sure your team's ready and giving them a chance, the players, to be in healthy, clean plays schematically, which, frankly, I think we could do a better job of that offensively for our players versus Seattle. So, we need to make sure our plan fits what Kansas City's defense has shown. You know, it's a new staff, what they've shown on film so far this preseason. So our players have a chance to go play and play in clean plays and get a position to play downhill and get after the opponent. So with that being said, you want Vince to be able to take as much as he possibly can, and that's increased each week. And we'll definitely try to do that this week.
Is B.J. Coleman in the mix yet for number two, or I guess where do you see his?
I mean, we have two quarterbacks here, so the number two spot hasn't been answered, and that's where we are. So B.J. and Vince are going to compete, and they're going to take the majority of this football game.
Mike, do you still see Tremont Williams being on track for regular season?
I'm told he's making progress. He's getting better, so hopefully we can find out where he is this week.
Mike, you were pretty upfront with us in March at the NFL meetings when you said you didn't like the way the offseason went last year and then you weren't feeling good about training camp. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about training camp right now? I know you don't have all the evidence, mm-hmm. but...
I would clearly say just from the efficiency of our operation, as far as the quality of the practices, the demand of the practices, and the state of the team, I would say we were ahead this year than we were last year. So, and that's just from the inside looking out. I have no idea what anybody else is doing and you know how that compares to the people we'll be playing in the first couple of weeks. But I would clearly take the off season this year and training camp this year over last year.